In today's familiar gospel lesson from Luke, a man has asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus, in turn, tells the parable of the Good Samaritan and answers the man's question indirectly, and in so doing also answers a question which hasn't been asked: how should I act as a neighbor? Who is our neighbor? The parable makes it very clear that our neighbor is anyone who needs our help. This may be someone next door or someone on another continent. Whoever and wherever I can help another human being with my active love, that special variety of one-way love that Christ commands, we are to do it. And Jesus says that. How should I act as a neighbor? Parable helps us. Three men walk by a traveler whom thieves have stripped and robbed and left wounded along the dangerous road from Jerusalem to Jericho. Two of the men are religious leaders, and one of them is a foreigner, a despised foreigner, a Samaritan. The two religious leaders see the man and pass by on the other side, but the Samaritan sees the wounded victim and has compassion on him. Human compassion, the expression of one-way love, love given without any attempt to gain anything for oneself, which made the difference. The word compassion itself means to come together in feeling. That word is related to other words such as sympathy and empathy. And people who have qualities of sympathy, empathy, and compassion are sensitive to the feelings and the needs of others. This kind of love, one-way love, is of God. We can love others this way, Scripture tells us, because God has first loved us. It is this gift of God's love toward us in Christ that enables us to become good Samaritans. In Christ, we can, as He tells us, go and do likewise in loving and serving our neighbor.